Right now it is time to bring in Pat Vigano. Time to take a look at that tri-state forecast. Good morning there, Pat.
Right now it is time to bring in Pat Vigano. Time to take a look.
Hang on a second here. Hang on a second here.
Good morning there, Pat.
Right now it is time. I think we're fine now, Pat. There we go.
There we go. Good morning to you and a happy new year to everybody.
Yes, welcome back.
Yeah, it was quick. It was a quick weekend, but nevertheless, I'm back and I did my little share of work on New Year's Day, as you see.
Yeah.
I did my little work. So it wasn't a complete, totally off the weekend.
Was that surprised? Was that surprised to you that you had a...
No, because I had to do the same thing on Christmas Day. I gave the guys off Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
All right.
Had there been a storm, someone other than Pat would have been working.
Okay.
You know, but needless to say, there wasn't. So, you heard about all the lousy weather out west, you know, ice storm warnings, winter storm warnings upper Midwest, flooding rains in California, severe weather in the south. Well, that system is coming toward us, but it's going to produce nothing but, unfortunately, wet and mild weather. So, periods of rain or showers today, mid-40s, rain, drizzle, and fog, at least for the early part of tonight, low 40s, so not getting cold. Cloudy with late showers on Wednesday, rain returns. Lower 60s. Then showers and cool weather on Thursday. It's very spotty on Thursday. Highs will be in the low 40s, so 20 degrees cooler than Wednesday. And then on Friday, cloudy with a chance of a very light wintry mix. A little rain, maybe a little wet snow mixed in, or a little sleet. No big deal. Believe me when I tell you, no big deal. It's going to be real spotty again on Friday. And highs 30s to around 40. Over the weekend, there will be another system ducking just to the south of us. At least that's what the models say now. We'll have to watch it. I'm thinking that we could get some rain and or snow showers sometime Saturday into Saturday night. Moving out by Sunday, we shall see. Maybe the computer models will start bringing it further north. They could actually bring it further south, and we'll have no precip at all over the weekend. But I don't see a return to the Christmas cold in the near future.
Well, that's good. You know, it's funny, when I left the house this morning, it was 34 at my house, mm-hmm. and there was a very light drizzle. And I said to myself, geez, well, there might be some areas, who knows, that maybe
a little slick.
They might get a little slick in there. So I mentioned that this morning. And sure enough, there's an advisory was issued, just that it wasn't a warning or anything, just that in some of the colder spots, you know, especially if you cross bridges and stuff like that, and there could be a possibility of some ice forming. But it's very light. It's very, very light. It's like I said, there was nothing at my house, and there was nothing coming in. But so just be careful out there, depending on where you are and where you're driving. Stuff like
yes,
that.
And the temperature will be coming up. So by mid-morning, that should not be a problem.
Well, it's already up here. When I got to the station, it was 35, and now it's 37.
I was just going to say about 38 degrees. Yeah, so you really shouldn't have to worry about that. But Marshall's right. Just be careful, especially some of those colder valleys.
Yeah.
It takes a little while to respond. But I have to tell you that I did get to see a couple of things over the holiday weekend, and I said I have to pass them on to Marshall and our listeners. One movie that I really enjoyed, it was a movie, I may not have the title correct, but it's either The Onion Ring or The Onion House, something like that. It is the sequel to Knives Out.
Knives
Remember
Out,
the
yeah.
movie? The,
yeah.
the murder mystery? This one's really good. I really enjoyed it. It's a murder mystery. And you'll probably enjoy it as well. So that was good. And then my sister had recommended to me a series. I kept saying, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I finally did. 1923 with Harrison Ford.
That's very good.
Excellent. Have you been watching it?
I've only got the first thing done, but it was very good. I'm going to go back to it. Yeah, it's now, that's two series that I'm following. I'm following that now and... Tulsa King, those two series.
Oh, yeah, with Stallone, right.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten into that yet, but with 1923, there's a new episode every Sunday. So right now there's three episodes streaming. And I watched, the third episode last night. It is very, very good. I mean, it grabs you. It just holds you. And it's done very well. Harrison Ford, he's just, you know what? He's just an actor. You know what I mean? He is a good, good, old-fashioned actor. As far as I'm concerned, he could play any part, and he's just really, really good. So try to catch that. Aside from that, Marshall, my New Year's Eve was, you know, kind of quiet. There was only six of us, and that was two blocks away at my friend Anthony's house. And then Sunday I went to one town away for dinner there, and everything was really fine there until I got home. I got home feeling very sick Sunday night. I really thought, I said, here we go. I hope I'm not going to wind up in the ER again. But thank goodness, whatever it was did pass, but it didn't pass until yesterday morning. But I really was not feeling good at all. I don't know if it was any kind of food poisoning, food allergy, or some sort of a stomach bug. I don't know. But I certainly started the new year on the right foot, if you know what I mean.
Well, you probably did you have anything that was out of the norm that tasted or that you had any questions on?
Not really. But, you know, I'm just thinking along the lines that over the last 2 weeks, I have had more sugar than I've consumed in the entire year. And I've been eating a lot of sweets. I'm not good at chocolate. I cannot have chocolate. And I was having a lot of chocolate chips. I was having a lot of cake with chocolate on it. So I'm thinking it took its toll.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Your body wasn't used to it.
Not used to it, yeah. Not used to it. And aside from that, how was your New Year's?
It was good. I can't complain. All my kids. I checked in with all my kids, my family members. I slept late on Sunday, later than I normally do, and just got up and kicked around the house. I slept to 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, as a matter of fact, which was nice. And even though it was warm, I still don't understand those people that like to gather with a million other people in the streets. I don't understand. I can understand going to parties and stuff like that at people's houses, but I just can't. I just don't see the enjoyment of spending my night with a million people that I don't know.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And by the way, Sunday morning after church, it was so nice here. I got outside. This shocked me as much as it's going to shock you. I got down all my outdoor decorations within 1 hour and 10 minutes.
All right.
And neatly. So that's all done. And my tree's still up, but the decorations around the house, there's at least, I would say, maybe I have 20, 25 boxes already packed, ready to go back into the attic.
All that work, and there it goes.
And there it goes.
How many days did it take you to set everything up?
Oh, it started before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. There it goes.
There it goes. Yeah.
It's like when you cook. I'm sorry. It's like when you cook for people.
Yes.
It takes so long to cook. It's here, and you sit down, and you don't really feel like eating because you've cooked it, and all of a sudden it's gone. Then you got to clean. Then you got to clean up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's get that forecast again because, you know, hey, as long as it's warm, I like hearing it.
Well, rain or showers, mid-40s today, low 40s, rain and drizzle and fog tonight. Showers return later tomorrow, low 60s. Some showers on Thursday, low 40s, and a little bit of a light wintry mix on Friday, 35 to 40.
Well, as long as it's a light wintry mix, I'll
That's all
I'll
it is. That. Should be a no big deal.
All right, Pat, we will check with you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast on Robinhood Radio.